The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Whether you've done it or not, you've seen a child misbehave and you wanted to say something, not to the child, to their parent. All of us.
Sometimes I want to say something to the kid.
Oh, you want to say something to the kid?
Sometimes. Like settle down, you little. No, just kidding.
No, come on. No, for real. Well, sometimes
for me,
kids are jerks, but it's because their parents are jerks.
I will say this. When there's a kid that's sitting behind me on the airplane and he's just constantly kicking me in the back, I want to say something to the kid.
Hey, I'm kind of with Automatic on that one. I've never been a parent, but I've been a big brother. So part of me wants to not scold the kid, but be like, hey, bro, chill. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get us both in trouble here. I'm not trying to hear a lecture.
Did your brother do things when he was little that you would think, stop doing that?
Oh, hell yeah, dude, all the time, dude. Yeah, that's
your
job.
He's a boy.
Yeah.
You're like, he still does it now, and I can't tell him anything. We are discussing giving another parent advice on how to raise their children. It's a slippery slope. You know what I'm saying?
It did not make any sense.
Yes, it did. Okay. If somebody's got some kid, they're crying or something, you trying to tell them how to raise their kid, how do you approach it in the safest way possible? Let's talk about it now. How real is family supposed to get with you? You know, how much reality do you really want from your familia? Good morning. It's Wednesday. We are halfway to the weekend. We're the Dana Cortez Show, and my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, yes.
No, your name is Fat Anthony.
The Fat Brother is what my little brother called me.
What happened?
Dude, so I went to visit family, and yeah, my brother is like, dude, you're getting thick. You got our dad bod.
Is what
And I was like, I didn't get that. I'm not looking. I started showing him videos, right? And he was like, dude, it's not just you. All three of y'all have got a little chunky. I was like, what, dude?
Oh, my
God. And he goes, yeah, dude, Dana looks a little round in the face.
Oh, my God.
Angelo, what are you doing? And he just kept calling Automatic Hank Hill. I don't know what that was about, dude. He's just like, yeah, Automatic got that Hank Hill body now. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
So tell him to meet me at the park.
Yeah. I don't know what was on. He recently lost 15 pounds.
So he's like a supermodel.
Dude. Yeah, dude. We were sitting in the car and he's just sitting there flexing. He's just on one right now.
Because he's getting in shape.
So, yeah.
He feels like he could tell you what's wrong with you.
Hank Hill.
I don't know what that means, dude. He just came.
Okay.
We were on the giggle gas.
His round face has kept me looking young, okay?
I don't get why he was coming at everybody like that. I don't know, dude.
Did you feel good or did it make you feel bad?
Actually, it did kickstart, a diet that I need to do. You're right. I've been talking about it, but my brother came right from my throat, dude. And then he just opened up on all of us. I'm sorry about that, dude.
We've been working out. We really are back.
I'll tell him.
Yeah. Be sure to let him know.
Make sure you let him know that Hank Hill's been on the Bowflex.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah, dude.
Oh, I know what that means. And I'm highly offended. And I'll say this: when my brother came at me, when he tried to tell me why I was fat, I was fat though.
Oh yeah.
But he came at me with, did you eat that baby or is Dana having one?
But you're 21 pounds, 22 pounds off, right, Anthony?
I did tell him that, yeah.
That you can get that off in, one, two, three, 4 months.
Two, three, 4 years.
Hopefully sooner than later. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick this one off with National Onion Rings Day.
Don't eat those.
So mad about the Hank Hill thing.
We got let's get these ones out the way. Also, National Chocolate Eclair Day.
What is going on after that discussion? Do you know how much I love it? That's my favorite donut of all time.
We're not helping our cause here, guys.
Not at all. We got National Kissing Day.
Nobody wants to kiss Hank Hill.
Automatic is really hurt.
And we'll wrap it up on, these people are very important to me, HVAC Tech Days.
HVAC
techs,
they keep the room warm in the winter and cold in the summertime. Yes. Shout out HVAC workers.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever been around a kid who is cursing at their parents, saying bad words to them, acting crazy? I have. Have you wanted to tell that parent something, but you didn't? You held back because it's really none of your business. Or is it? That's the discussion today. I'm confessing that DJ Automatic and I were inside of a plane for 2 hours and 32 minutes. And this little baby was crying. Now, it wasn't the crying that really bothered me because I don't care. I hear babies cry. It doesn't bother me. The fact that the child was in a lot of pain, you could hear the cry. Baby probably about a year and 3 months old. And the baby would squeeze and hit and cry. And the mom would be like, stop doing that. And I'm like, I just wanted to shove some ibuprofen down this child's throat because you could tell the baby ear infection. Something's going on with this kid. And the mom just didn't have, she was clueless.
So I'm going into super dad mode right now. There are actually YouTube videos on the different kind of cries that babies have and what they
need. Oh, DJ Automatic looked this up. And it's true, though.
And so when Ava was a baby, we used to watch these videos so I could know what kind of cry, what meant something. And this baby was in pain.
And she would just fall asleep.
Why would you not just do something for them? I mean, some people don't like to give their kids ibuprofen or Tylenol or anything.
They just want them to scream in pain?
Damn, dude.
What I figured is the kid probably had an ear infection, and then being on the plane made it 100 times worse.
Oh, my God, the pressure of the plane. If you've never flown on an airplane, the pressure is constant, right, as you rise and whatever. And it's like, oh, my gosh. I did not give the advice, though, that I wanted to this mother. And I thought, maybe this is her first baby. I think I should have, though.
Nah, I don't think that's a place to, you know, correct somebody's parenting.
But you're not correcting it if you're offering advice. And you're trying to help the mom.
Advice delivered in the form that Dana Cortez delivers it. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
That would have been nice in
Was the baby out crying your guys' AirPods? Because I usually just turn my AirPods up.
Yes, Automatic had his in, and he actually made a comment.
But
yes.
This thing, babies crying do not bother me. I didn't notice it until she said something about it.
I said, this baby's ear is hurt. God,
dude, I hate babies on planes.
Oh, Anthony, why?
I hate babies on planes. Nobody gets excited. Oh, look at this baby on a plane. It's going to be a fun ride.
Like, hold on, dude.
I'd rather have the fattest, most overweight person sitting next to me than a damn baby on my airplane, bro.
Oh,
dude.
Give me a baby in the ear all day that. Dude. I don't want to touch anybody. I don't want to rub elbows.
Dude, I didn't tell you about
it. Your foot comes into my space, I will kick it right out.
Your foot's always in my space.
It belongs there because that's my space, too.
Anyway, all right. So if you do want to offer parenting advice, whether it's maybe a baby who has an ear infection, somebody crying, or a child who's cursing their parents out, because yes, I've seen that at the grocery store too, and at Ross one time. This kid was telling his mama, calling her all kinds of B's and A's, and threw his shoe and hit my friend in the face. So first of all, you want to...
It was a discounted shoe because you were at Ross, so...
My friend threw that shoe back and clocked his kid right between the eyes.
Take that.
And started crying. Anyway, be a friend first as you approach this parent. Hey, I'm a mother too. Hi, I'm a dad too. Not, you're a baby, you know, because right away, like you said, the approach can be wrong. Number two, keep the main thing the main thing. Hi, I'm a mom and your baby's crying. I used to do that and it was blank, blank, blank. Hey, my baby called me the B word and I sat them in timeout for the rest of their lives. You know, that kind of thing. You want to talk to them
like
that.
Obviously, you said you would want to go shove ibuprofen down a baby's mouth, but you couldn't tell that person that.
Oh, absolutely not.
So how would you tell that woman on the plane? You know,
I would have said, ma'am, you know what? I have a child. I don't know if this is your first child or not, but I think that your baby might need to see a doctor. They might have a little ear infection going on. She seems to be in pain. That's it.
And then what do you say when she's like, well, why don't you mind your own damn business? How about that?
Cool. I would say, okay.
I don't give my baby ibuprofen, and I definitely don't give my kid shots because I'm an anti-vaxxer. How about you mind your own business? Trump 2024, bitch.
I love you all.
Damn, dude.
Well, that would be the next piece of advice on this list. Wait to be asked. If somebody asks for your opinion, and then finally, when in doubt, just don't.
There it is.
And that's how about that? That's where I was. I think, though, it's okay to offer the advice if you truly want to help and not be demeaning. I wanted to help the mom, and it's bothered me ever since then.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
HealthShots.com has four easy ways for you to gain respect in your relationship. If you often feel disrespected, I think this is a study you definitely want me to share with you. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. These are three stories you need to know in case you missed it. DJ Automatic?
In case you missed it, Gen Z says they feel most real when they're on social media.
Oh my gosh.
A study by Adobe finds nearly two-thirds, or 66% of 18 to 25-year-olds feel more comfortable online than they do in the real world.
Which is scary and not cool.
Did you say Adobe?
Yes, Adobe.
The same people who make Photoshop?
Yes.
Are telling us what people...
Okay, here you go, though. Okay.
Well, they use that. Photoshop is like the number
that's
one
exactly
of the
what they're
biggest
saying
programs
here.
That Gen Z uses.
Okay, so, and more than half of them struggle with like a lack of confidence, but they say they get it.
I wonder why.
They get it in the virtual world. Half of them admit to using fake backgrounds and filters.
Well, that means that 75% use fake backgrounds
and if anybody's
going to
know that they're doing that, it's... Adobe because of Photoshop.
Dana, do you see this kind of behavior within your daughter? Do you think she's
She doesn't use filters. She doesn't post a lot. But yes, she does get affected by her friends posting. Oh my gosh, I'm not there. I'm missing out on all this fun.
I just had to have a lengthy conversation with my younger brother about not falling into the trap of feeling that you have to keep up with people online.
Oh, man.
So it's all facade.
Yeah, dude. It's so
nobody's
weird,
that cool.
You know? Let me tell you something. You only see what I want you to see on social media. I don't want you to see me scrubbing toilets. Yeah. I don't want you to see me washing dishes. I want you to see me when I'm traveling. I want you to
you
see me.
You want to see us on that red carpet.
Restaurant.
You don't want to see me sweeping up dog poop.
Yeah, but that's the reality. Everybody's life is just as shitty as yours. Trust me.
All right, y'all. If you're like me, sometimes your sleeping schedule gets off put. Maybe, all right? And if you're looking to reset that sleep schedule, here's what you need to do, Anthony. Skip napping during the daytime.
Anthony, you're the nappiest napper. You're like the disco nap king.
God, I've loved naps since I was a little boy.
But then you can't sleep at night.
You can. Another thing you got to do is avoid bright screens, all right? So get off your phones. And you want to make a cool and calm environment before you get to bed, okay?
What is a cool and calm environment?
They say here, your sleep actually improves if you set your thermostat to between 60 and 70 degrees. So whatever it is for you.
Well, no wonder we can't sleep.
I was going to say, we're at like 78.
First of all, I'm Mexican. Don't touch my thermostat. Damn, we sitting in, it's 77 now. I turned it down 1 degree.
I swear to God, if I go turn it down, Dana like immediately. He's like, what are you doing? You think we're rich?
But I do light a candle and I use essence, oil, herb essence. And I have
automatic. Doesn't make it any cooler.
It's like sleeping in a sauna. That's what's up, dude. That has its own benefits.
Speaking of Maya, in case you missed it, do you feel disrespected in your relationship?
Daily.
Damn.
Yeah. I can't even touch the thermostat.
Four ways to get respect in your relationship. Number one, give love but never give power.
Okay.
Unless it's over the thermostat. Number two, always be mindful to keep a balance. That it really is important.
You better check yourself on that there, Dana.
Number three, set boundaries. Both partners got to set boundaries within the relationship. If one partner wants to spend all day at work while the other goes shopping, cool.
A lot of those boundaries should be placed before you guys even make that commitment.
Oh,
you should
Anthony,
know where you're at.
Definitely before you move in with each other.
For sure.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Do not be quiet if you're disrespected. Say, hey, listen to yourself. Hold on. You're not doing this. You know, you're not speaking to me right. And then the number one thing is, if it's gotten really bad, you got to seek professional help. Don't be afraid. Oh. Or just call us. We'll do it down in the DM. If you want me to share this study, there are actually a few more ways to gain respect in your relationship. According to healthshots.com, hit me up. DM me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why is Beyonce being compared to Drake? What? I've got this news and more. It's the best gossip of the Daily Dirt, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
Reality star Portia Williams celebrating her birthday, and the one, the only Meryl Streep celebrating her birthday today.
All right, so Kim Kardashian is opening up on introducing her children to Pete Davidson. And spill on the tea on how long she waited.
Luckily, I have a sister that has been through it all, and we talked about it, and I consulted with a few therapists and friends that have been through it. I definitely wanted to wait 6 months, and that was like the marker. I think it's different for everyone, and different things work for different people, but you just have to do what feels right and try to just be as respectful and cautious as possible.
All the drama that played out when she first started dating Pete Davidson between her and Kanye, it's water under the bridge. Now they're hanging out, having lunch. Kanye and Kim were having lunch with Northwest. She's still with Pete, and it seems like everything's okay for now anyway.
Damn, dude. What do you do when your kids are like, Mom, you got like a type. You like creative guys.
That's better than dating losers.
Right? I mean, no, that's like, yeah. She's like better than your auntie Chloe. You know, she likes disloyal guys.
So. That brings up a whole other thing. Do you think Drake's done with the Kardashians after putting Tristan Thompson in that video?
No,
that was pretty much like a finger to all of them.
But it's just like a fellow. They're both Canadian. That's what Canadians.
Yeah,
they're both Canadian. That's what Canadians guys do. They cheat.
No, because Khloe Kardashian was having lunch with Tristan too the other day, so I don't even know.
Ooh,
more tea. All right, and then now we're gonna move on and talk about Amber Heard. You know, she lost her defamation lawsuit that Johnny Depp filed against her. She's been ordered to pay millions and millions of dollars to Depp. And that's probably why she's shopping at TJ Maxx with the rest of us. However, Johnny Depp's attorneys say that he may drop the judgment altogether, and she may not end up paying anything.
Ooh.
And then she'll be back in Rodeo Drive.
She's like one of those memes where it's like, she's a 10, but she's shops at TJ Maxx.
Anthony. All right, and then finally, Beyonce's back. Her lead single to the new album, Renaissance Part 1, which drops July 29th, is called Break My Soul.
Oh, baby, baby, you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
I love this song. And I love that she sounds renewed, refreshed, and ready to rule the world again.
Greatest.
And this dance music wave is coming.
Well, the song's
like
all about
not.
Work burnout. So maybe that's what she's just talking about all those years she needed to put out this music.
Because it's been so long since we've heard something new. Maybe she was just tired. She needed to like breathe, you know?
The remix should be about gas prices. That breaks my soul.
Catch Beyonce also on the cover of British Vogue.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Colombian authorities seized 2,800 pounds of cocaine disguised as potatoes and yucca.
What the
They dressed it up. No. So they found it inside a shipping container. According to this police report, authorities received a tip from an anonymous caller about the shipment. Detection dogs and 40-plus people worked to uncover the drugs from the container. It was going from Colombia to Spain, and the intelligence officers say they feel very, very pleased that they found these simulated yuccas and potatoes that were actually sealed cocaine. And they look like papas. Looking at it. I'm going to put the video because they look like papas and yuccas.
Oh, wow.
And it's coke.
Imagine being the line cook that found that.
Oh, my gosh.
this restaurant's jumping tonight, guys.
I got my order so fast.
Oh, man. All right. Speaking of expensive restaurants and expensive food products, how much would you guys pay to have dinner with Warren Buffett?
Oh,
nothing. He's the rich guy. He's paying for me.
Well, check this out. Some anonymous donor paid $19 million for one dinner with the legendary man, Warren Buffett. Now, this donor is remaining anonymous. This was for some type of rich billionaire event that's a fundraiser in San Francisco. So my man got dinner with Warren Buffett for $19 million.
Joke's on him because Warren Buffett's favorite meal is McDonald's.
Oh, no!
You knew that or not. He eats McDonald's every single day. Yeah. And he's 90 plus years old. Okay?
Well, guys, I'm going to give you some life advice. If you're ever planning to flee a country, don't do it on a jet ski, okay?
Oh, okay, no. Automatic. Yeah, for sure.
Just ask this 54-year-old guy from Florida. Police say he tried to get, he was going to be arrested for an insurance scam. But he decided to jump on his jet ski, load it up with extra water, food, and gas, and make the 90-mile drive from Florida to Havana, Cuba.
Oh, no!
The jet ski broke down halfway.
You know how many people in Cuba have been trying to make that swim the other way?
Well, they usually do it. They usually do it on a raft.
Dude, this guy needed more potatoes.
He should have had the papas.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There is a Dana Cortez Show Instagram page for all my people on Instagram at Dana Cortez Show. And we oftentimes encourage you to reach out to us and give us your takes on what you think is going down here inside the show. And somebody wrote in and said, hey, why does Anthony hate kids? It's not that I hate kids. It's just there's a lot to it. Let's talk about it right now. I'm talking to two dudes.
Not the kid hater. One studio. DJ Automatic here.
The father of Uno.
Just one kid. Yeah.
Just one kid. You love kids, though. You are a sucker
for
kids.
I'm a kid guy.
You have a good baby voice.
Yeah. Ooh, baby. When kids come around, I like to play. You know, I'm the guy that, like, if a kid's crying, it doesn't bother me.
Oh, God. I'm the guy on the other side. When I see all my homies posting stuff about Father's Day, and I was like, sucks for y'all. Gotta change them diapers. So here's the thing. I don't hate kids. I love kids.
You have some animosity towards children. There's something, every time we talk about children, you're like, do you just try to make it a point that you don't have any?
It's a fear of having my own.
Okay. All right. So
that's what it is.
Can you expand on that? Why?
So I don't want my own child.
Ever?
So no. As of right now, if you're asking me that question, no, I do not want it right now, Automatic. And I'm not going to go through the same thing that I told my ex-girlfriend about this with you. So we're not going to dive into why.
But 5 years from now?
I don't know. We're not there 5 years from now. So right now, as of standing right now, I would rather go get snipped than look into having a kid. I'm more passionate about getting snipped than I would be about having a child. So that's where I'm at with kids. But I do love kids.
And that's why Anthony's relationship ended. Pretty much.
Automatic, just throwing it all out there. I don't hate kids, but I hate Automatic now. How about that, dude? No. It's not that I hate kids. What's going on in my head as a comedian is I'm constantly trying to censor myself around children whenever I am around them.
Okay.
All right? Because I'm always worried that I'm going to be the person who said something that your child is not aware of, and now you got to have that weird conversation.
You obviously haven't been around that many kids because people have been swearing and talking all kinds of trash in front of their kids. There's some parents out there that let their kids listen to NBA Youngboy.
I'll never forget, dog. I was at the park with Dad. I heard his mom yell at her kid, "Bring your whole ass back over here."
Exactly. It's your kid. You can talk however you want around him.
All right. Well, now that that's normal, now that that's out there, I'll start conducting myself normally.
Go get some girl pregnant, okay? It's great show content.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Cocaine Potatoes was creative. I'm not here to advocate for the participation in any kind of illegal activity, but you got to admit, that was a pretty good idea, and they looked like potatoes.
They did look like potatoes.
They did.
I like when people invent new things and stuff like that, and just like, I can't think of the word right now, but like, you know, it took some ingenuity. There you go.
Yeah.
One time I had an ice cream that looked like a baked potato like that.
Did you ever? Ice cream?
Yeah, they covered in like chocolate powder, and then they had a piece of butter in the middle that was made out of cake batter. Okay. It was, it was no cocaine, but it was delicious.
Ice cream can become addictive, I guess. I had a friend who hid marijuana in a car.
Okay, where?
And he was in Mexico, so they pulled him over, and Border Patrol confiscated his car for a roach. It's like a tiny leftover piece of a joint, right? Well, they took his car away. Anyway, they sold the car at auction, and years later, he saw the car at a lowrider show, and he asked the owner, "Hey, can I look in that? It used to be my car." And the owner's like, "Yeah, go ahead." And he reaches way under underneath the steering wheel. He had to like get under the car, pulled out a huge thing of marijuana. And it had been in there for 2 years.
Oh.
Is it still good?
No, marijuana goes bad.
Well, he still walked away smiling. I don't know. All right, here's more of the podcast.